1 John 1:5-10. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. 1 John 2:3-4. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. Verse 16, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Chapter 3, verse 4. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Verse 5. You know that he appeared in order to take away sin, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or know him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, and as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he is not born of God. Because he has been born of God, he can't keep sinning. By this is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he one who does not love his brother. That was all the way through the verse 10. Chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. Everyone who believes in Jesus is the Christ, has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we kept his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Verse 18, we know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. 1 John 1:5-10, again. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I think we get the common theme here in 1 John. That's why 1 John is a great place to test our faith and to show other people where to go, people who claim to be Christians, but you know they're wandering or wavering, or how do I know if I'm a Christian or a believer or whatever? Send them 1 John. It's going to be devastating to anybody and everybody because it seems almost impossible sometimes to follow. You know, no one's going to read 1 John and feel pompous. But the point is that we are striving for holiness through the blood of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. But I jumped around a bit, but just it'll probably take you 7 minutes to read all of 1 John and for us to pray, you know, as we read sections of scripture, but stuff like this that's truly convicting of the soul and say, Lord, just make me what you've already declared me to be. You know, we are holy and righteous. We are saints in the eyes of God because of Christ. And so let us live that out today. Let us be the light that this world needs. They're going to hate us. but we need to be that light because we need to shine the light on the chosen ones of God so that they can come to the faith as well. And we need to help strengthen our brothers and sisters, edifying, sanctifying. Christians today need to dive deeper. There's a plague of shallowness and emptiness in the Christian walk, and we can't just let it go on. So learn and grow in your own faith and so you can share and help people learn and grow, because we can't ever get deep enough in Christ. We will never fully know everything about God, but we will always keep learning. Love you guys.